So he quotes the whole Sugya Sagamar. How do we pasuk? Upasuk arrived halacha karav. Fine. He brings various rights. The Sugya Sagamar going to the various rights of the Sugya Sagamar. Sure. He pasuk like Rav. And therefore, you follow Rav. Okay. Then he says, Ubodekes, I'm skipping towards a little chav cheses. Ubodekes as atzman as chalukim b'chol yom. Chatchila every single day. The mission is b'diyeved. The pashat chatchila every single day. In b'diyeved, l'abot ke'el yom mishin, yom shvib, k'rim b'em nekiyim. The kamlan k'rav, k'lost al b'shen sof, and sof al b'shen et chilosa. Av l'abot ke'ad yom shmini, lo mikru s'furim, the b'dikim b'tok zayin b'inam. Kosta v'arayim et zal, in bot gata b'em tzah shivu, lo bot ke'lo b'tchilos lo b'sofam, lo shamati. Shrive it in here. Umistaba l'kula, shvishnina b'pirkin av samachest, v'afsoka sa nida, nida shabot gata b'yom zayin, shachos v'matza toru, v'en ashmash lo shvisham, u'l'yachash yom in bot ke'lo matza t'meya, v'ezim b'cheskas ta'ara, v'chom me'om me'im afilu bot ke'lo b'shnina m'lidosam, v'matza toru, v'ezim b'cheskas ta'ara, Hocha baya bedika, hocha baya bedika, hocha saga lo bedika bam tzoyes, hocha saga lo bedika bam tzoyes, haraz alevi zal kostav, ein lilo bedika sa zavis vishrichan zayin akiyim, bedika sa nida akala, she'ein ashrichan la frash estara, ben ashmosh, slavat, says the Rosh, ve'ein ni roa kan sofik, if you needed a raya, taka have no raya, balamo's right, there's no need for any raya, the mistabra, the odd, the femta, yosem in a sof, this chazik b'tara kol yomim shachar b'diko. Period. So the Rosh's pasuk is clear. It's enough for the yevet of any day of the shiva nekiyim. One b'diko, that's it. One b'diko is all you need. You need a hefsek tara and a b'diko any time in the shiva nekiyim. This would suffice. That's the psak rabosai of the Rosh. That's the psak of the Ravid. Okay. So we have. Very good. So if you stop over here, we'd be in pretty good shape, right? So it's a little hard to goof it up. Right? You have, any time in 7 days to make one bedika, and you're okay. And you're okay. Question, Rabbi Osai, if you didn't check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you checked on day 8. Why can't you do a little bit fancy math? Let's call day 8, day 7. And we'll call day 2, day 1. So you have a Bedika Shvi on this 8th day. Hey, Rabbi Sai, you're Shiloh? It's a serious question. It's a serious question. No? Well, we both say, open to the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara says it. The first answer he gives is literally unbelievable. Mamash, unbelievable. Kipshuta. Take a look. Open up. Sidrei Tara, Sukkot and Yudches. Kuf Tzad Yivav Yudches. Here we go. Uvesefer Teferes L'Moshe. It starts with the word Uvesefer in my print. It's about two-thirds of the way. 1, 2, 3... 3/5 of the way in. There are 5 columns. This is 3 columns in my edition. I'm going to show you if you have it. Does anyone have a Sidrei Tara in front of them? I should put it on the screen. Everyone has? Okay. So if you don't have, you look on your computer. Or we are not the computers in this room. There's some meeting tonight. I don't know what the halach is over here. But so far, at least till tonight, it's fine afterwards. Okay. Uvesefer Teferes L'Moshe Kosev. Quote. I asked the Sidrei Tara's kasha. Just let's 87. Unbelievable pshat. Hainoshim tirtzel l'shamesh b'yom ha-shmini achar ha-bedika tvila asu ar ha-layla kevin lo botko kol shiva ha-kom tzorach lo b'yom ha-shmini yom shvi v'asu ar l'shamesh b'yom ha-shmini yom shvi. Okay, then. What? He says, unbelievable terrors. And the Hanami, if you forget the first 7 days and do Bedika day 8, you're 100% fine. We'll call day 8, day 7, and that night you can be with your husband. The only time it's no good, she's in a rush. She wants to be with her husband that very same day. So if she checked day 1 through 7, went to the mikvah day 8, she's okay. tchila, but yeah, but it's rach pita, whatever it may be, but she's not. But if, not me, Kiradin, but if it's day 8, turns out to be a 7, it's also me, Kiradin, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's pshat in the Gemara. Do you believe it's pshat? Do you believe it? Is it believable? I don't know. Below duck. Below all said, never pshat, if digga shmila mani. Can't be. Can't be. Okay, so if it can't be, so the Sefaras Moshe is quite unbelievable. So the question is, why? Why is it wrong? So, why? So the Sidrei Tara says, the Be'inon Shetiten Data L'Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim. Where's that? That's the very beginning of Sivkot Yudches. The very beginning. He quotes the opinion which maintains, this is very important, very important. He quotes the Smag and this whole group, Siyoso, they hold the Hachmer like Rabbi Chanin against Rav, against the Rosh and the Raven. Hold the Nechlu Rav, Rabbi Chanin, everyone looking inside, Yud Ches, the beginning. Nechlu Rav, Rabbi Chanin, Rav Sagan, Bebedik, Achas, Tok, Shiva, the Ki, Yud Ches, Nosov, Rabbi Chanin, Boy, Tchilos, and Visofam, Velo, Nizbar, Aloch, and Divrei, Mi, Roy, La Hachmer. Again, he's all never saying, they're muted languages. Roy, La Hachmer. Roy. Kedib Rabbi Chanin, Shlo, Yem, Yosem, and Chamish, Yom, and Bebedik, and Bebedik. Vad Yom, Shaposkevo. Truma, Gosmani, Ravan, Israel, Simcha, Yosef. Ein the Hokel, Bedava Shu Suffolk, Isur Chorus. Do I hear chorus? What chorus? Where chorus? Israel says chorus. What chorus? You have chorus nowadays? I mean, there is a chorus nowadays. Someone. It's chalem, bol nida, it's chorus. But here, the whole thing is a chumah de rabzeiru. What kind of chorus? What chorus? I could have chorus for this. I called my case of a woman who saw 3 days shalom is. It's hard to believe. Mavua de sphere le de bedika zume de raisi. Shein sphere below bedika. Miu zok de heliga sidre taro. Kol zele man de matzuk bedika tchila vesof. Avla poskim the sphere of the saga of Bedika Achas Tok Shiva Yomim, the Kiyim, Lon is bar and Bedika Zuma Daraisi Yolaf. I wrote a quote in the Mil Tzedaka who says, even if you hold Tchila Osof, Al Kalpon with Sphere Bina, Shev Zika Beatim of Becheska Salferes Shiva Nekiyim, Ukapasha the Crow of Estorfa Lo, Viachatito, the Mashmo, the Vina Sphere Mamish. But Lule, the Yavsha, the Chetister Armenian, have a boy Bruchi al Svirasa Tosus in Ksubas they call Kedokas. Oh, Ksubas Ayan Beis. Al Kolponim Ve'ina Lefachol Shetachashri in the Minyan Nekim Yerabaleza Svirleid Lomina Bedika B'chol Yom and Hashim Nekim Mikomak on boy Svira Ve'atam a boy Dafka Bedika Tok Shim Nekim Ava Bedika V'shmini Lomani. You know why? Dibalav Ochi Lo Yodanu Tamazeh Kevin al kaponim huchzukah v'taro ma'yigra lo v'shimtina od yom echad achazayim elavare de sfira b'inon v'kol shlo botka toch haminyan v'pochas pamachas lo mahani lo mikri sfira u'ma shem l'rabbeleze lo b'inon sfurim l'faneinu perusho sfurim geluim lo b'inon that you actually do a bedika on that day and the saga b'bedika achas b'sof v'bitchila which will make all days tzurim. Kamash alosh on hashas. Kilos nafish and sofon. V'chein lepech. Kamash al shum misbar. Komer ad kan dvarav. This is the Mil Tzedaka. U'mitoch se posit b'dinah she nishalo. Next paragraph. Bisha shemotza kesel yimei libuna. U'leis erev hifsika mechadash b'tar. V'lof she shenis levon. V'rom u'lach avroseh. B'yom ha'machwa she gam al kakesem. Tzrichol hamten mechadash chamisha yomim. Then we're all casting me to Rasa, Mishal Pesach Rezera. These Amaratzim, Amaratzim Shaladies. They told you in another 5 days before you start the Shiva Nekim. Amaratzim. Amaratzios, whatever you want to call them. Viacha Shnei Yomim. No, the law Shain, Isha Moses Kazim Tok Shiva, you may live with a Chicham Chamish Yomim. Yes, you found out. The ladies were wrong. Ubos of Ishola, and you write Sharlim knows Shiva Nekim, Psycho Star Rasa Rishin. Shemiyat Shadacha Matias of Kesim, Psycho Matara. Olaf. Adkan, Valze Heshiv. You came and shall keep them a mitzvah yom and kim. Bezi yom and mehem. Lo, all the law. Finished. 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 because it's a love the shavar. You have to count it and know that it counts. He throws in a second svar, Kosovo. Tamarabin Nami Yika the head of Milsa, the Ulai, Kosha Nosta Datal Safan the Nakim, Look Peter Afim Yugisha Ksas, lived up in Afsha, Afim Toma Atashlo Yugisha, Bitchil, Mahani, Bichlal, Milsa, Laraman, Ishtava Daite, and the Manam. Tamashani Uposhin. All right, are you worried about this? We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about it. But what about the first reason? So the first reason, Hinei Araya, next paragraph. Araya Shev Yimim Tikkad Mishmini, Lo Mahani Mucha Debin and Sphere Dafka, Dim Lo Ken Lomi Yigor Mashem Tino Yom Echad Acha Zayin, Alavad and Sphere Binin, Huraya Nechona! It's a Gavaldic Araya, says the Sidvei Torah. Vadif Yesh Lakshas, is a gadai to lo bin and sphere can lo ma with him lo bot the shiva nikim and yom shmini lo all lo shiva nikim u ma shlema sa yom shmini o shi shi yomen mo she kosu a poskim amai name of the as khilo shiva nikim yom shlishi ach yom she poska the name to yom shmini of sa gastar the yom zayin as sphere shiva nikim I thought that was going to talk as kash va sage besof na bi shen khilos elavada the sphere of ino on the came in the dat oil and nos the kim yom kosu yom she poska Sula Chazi Yom Shmini Lesterufi Ba'adayim. We a new chiddush. You have to have 7 days in a row. And since she decided to start on day one, her decision, and she didn't count until day eight, won't count. Avi Lovina Sfir Klal in Sfir Loma came at Shachosh Limnos Yom Amokos Shaposka Sui Efshal Limnos Yom Shenim came Lo Bekavona Tanya Milsa Lo Kavona Machshav Klal Ol Sfir Shivin Akiyim. Why not 2+8? At Khan, the words of the Sidrei Torah. Okay, Achidish comes out of the Pashas. According to the Sidrei Torah, it's not enough to know that they canceled Shiva Nikim. You have to know which day it is. That's what it sounds like. You have to know which day it is, because she's off by one. That's what it sounds like. I have two svarim who say that. But according to the Sidrei Torah, which comes out. The first is one of my favorite svarim called the Megillah Sefer. He talks about it. He says that's true. According to the Sidrei Torah. Let's see what we can find this over here. Shiva Nikim. You get Simon Chavov. Shiva Nikim. Kosav Mil Tzedaka. Okay. With the Chiddush the Nosav, lo sagir mashem mechavenes a sfira, el tzrich el chaven gam a minyan. The makavanas she shein el nekiyim. It's really the first. Ain't all of the Torah in the kiyim. That's what comes out. Pilei ploim. You have to keep a computer on to know what day of the shiva nekiyim it is. Like sfira's oimer. Yeah.
Maybe in this case she thought she knew which day she was up to. So her intention was.
You're saying like this. You're saying a wrong count is worse than no particular count. Maybe. It's possible.
It's against the same self for me, so then you have two parallel heads.
Maybe. Now I have this beautiful saver. Pisre Das. I'll read it to you. Page Reish Lamed Ches. Reish Lamed Ches. He says, He quotes this Sidrei Torah, but Halacha Lemaaseh writes, "V'tos be'ezer yom ha'meres ein mechisaron shel sfira." As long as she knows she's in Shiva Nikim, Rav Yosha Paskin Lemaaseh, doesn't matter. What was the case? Interesting. I like to say he gives cases. He was Rav Yosha all the time. He has so many hundreds of cases. They asked him this trial, he gave this answer, and he's reliable. Someone else tells you, Rav Yosha said, "Chazivat gavur rabba the masa with him." He knows what he's talking about. This is the story. A woman whose husband told her that the Hefsek Torah was no good was after Shkia. He told her that the next day she'll go Hefsek Torah. After a few days, it turns out that it was before Shkia. Did she lose the first day? Why? Because she thought she's in the fourth day of Shiva Nikim, which would be the fifth day of Shiva Nikim. So the Rabbi Yosef says it's not a problem. She knows that she's Shiva Nikim. Atka. So that was an interesting story. Okay?
She left on first day.
No. He told her afterwards. No, at the time, she did one day of Shiva Nikim. Finished the Shiva Nikim. The next day tells her, hey, you missed the Shkia. So she thought day two was day one, day three was day. That's the case. Reish Lamed Ches at the bottom. So we, even those who are Malka for the Mil Tzedaka, only are Malka halfway. So then maybe they only arrived at the Sidretara. So then maybe he's wrong. Chazish said he's wrong. Yes? That's a second throw. That's a different throw.
Yeah, but in the case,
no, there was, certainly was no problem because it was Rama that she was always. She just was. Didn't
know.
No, she didn't know it was no good till 2 days later. 2 days later, he told her it was no good 2 days ago. That's the case over here on that page. So the Chazon Ish says the whole thing is wrong. It's wrong. The whole thing is wrong. L'hoyed v'ameyolam. So what's Takap Shah? I read you the Chazon Ish. It's Simon Tzadi Beis. Sivkotin Ches. Here we go. Oh. Look, do a digger de Ches. Let 8 be 7. Aye. So the second day be the first day? There's no Hefsek Tara? Why? Hefsek Tara should work. How do you know it works? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Open your Shulchan Aruch, see what it says. In case she only saw, she didn't have Siktara, she skipped the whole next 7 days. So what happens? Day 8 counts as the first day, you need 6 more days. Where's the Hefsek? Tells the Hefsek from last week works. The Hefsek from last week works. Why shouldn't it work now? Oh. It doesn't work. Why not? Unbelievable answer he gives. It's a lot. Is a lomdus in Chazanish. The Tzorach Loma. Hatam. The cave under Tzorach Bedik Achas Tov Zayin. Ukvon is bar. Then Shaykh Bedik Elo Afrashas Tara. Who Bedik is Afrashas Tara. Who may Iker Pirish Akro the Sofer Lo. Shapa Yesh Loma. The Kamo the Tzorach the Rabbi Chanina. Beis Bedik is Bezayin Ayomim. Achas Bitzchilosan. The Achas Besofam. Right? Before Shigamar. Daf Samach Tes, line 4. Catch this now. Hokanama Larav. Sorg Bedik Achash Tog Zion. Shall Achayom have sick Tahara. Vimbot Gachakach. Lo Mahani Lemevik Sophon. We do have sick Tahara. And day 8, too late. Too late. Too late. Day 7 is still in time. No, so it's too late, let's kill the Hefsek completely. The Hefsek is still alive and well, but day doesn't only counts for day 1. What's the love that's behind that? Aval etchilasen ola, afal gavden esrachim miyom apafarashosen. That requires an explanation. Make up your mind, Chazanish. Either it's too late or it's not too late. Why is it too late to be sofon, but not too late to be techilasen? The time of the mimilsa. The sofon sorach lahachzikat taro lemafreya ve'enu ela ayadei bedikas hafrosha. It has to be a combination of the sofon with the hefsek taro. V'chein enu mol rak tog zayin. Avo tchiloso machzik ala habo v'gam hafroshu ala habo. V'chein lo ichpas lon bar chakosa. A pretty svara. Can you say it over here? V'mistabra de'enu ala madrabonu. The rice of such a chilek is a little bit too much even for the Chazon Ish to accept. It's a Rabbana Dika distinction. That's what he says. Fine. That's what he says. Fine. He said it. Where do you get an idea? According to Bechanina, there shouldn't be more than 5 days between one and the other. That language comes directly from the Mordechai, from the Smag. Let's take a look and see where it is. We saw the Smag quoted in the Sidrei Tara, but let's take a look in the Mordechai where he's quoted as well. Rabbi Osai, I always like to see things in Rishonim. Where is it? Tashlaz, somewhere there. Here we go. Here we are. Tovshin Lamed Zayin. Lo yifsel hilchos l'kaman. Avdin and Rabbi Chanina ula chumra. See that resh, the resh of the Bach? Ula chumra. L'chumra. Again, he doesn't say it as a definitive thing. It's a suffix. Sveka l'chumra. Hilchach. The olam afilu b'diyevet. Oh, he does say b'diyevet. It's tarech shol yehe p'dika. L'p'dika yosem yichamishu yomim. B'vad yom shepaska v'ol erev k'lafishu b'taro. Av l'bot k'atan l'erev yom shepaska k'lafsik b'taro. Ulumacha shiyom rishin lo botka bo. V'gam yom zayin lo botka. Ad yom ches. B'zemo d'rav. D'eino mo klum. To a hachal o tchilasa o lo sof o ika, hu tak me sefer truma o sefer mitzvah sefer yirem. Wow. He says exactly what we just saw. Okay? This idea of a 5-day gap. What will happen if you try to bridge the 5-day gap somehow or other? You try to bridge the 5-day gap. What do you say? Take a look at our bosai in the Dogel Merivava. Okay, let's go off the Sidrei Torah back to the Shulchan Aruch proper. On the side of the page, on the bottom, and everyone's different edition. Who wrote the Dogel Merivava, Rabosai? Who wrote it? The Behuda. We're going to have to see if the two are the same or not. Take a look, Rabosai. The Dogel Merivava. Can I have it on the side? See? Yeah. Ein lehakel. The Mechaber is so strict. I don't know why he's so strict. We don't understand. It's a rov rishonim. Whatever. Zeh das hasmag. Zeh lashon hasmag. Behold on his bar halachik the Rami roar lehachmir. The Rami just saw it. The Mordechai. The Rabbi Chanina. Shol yeh yosem echamish yamim. Tein bedika lebedika. Ad kan lashon. Hasmag. V'yem kein. Afilu lo bodka b'yom rishon. Ubalka bi echad nim yomim ha mitzoyim. Vigam bi yom shvi. Gam asmag mode shalula. Ubal vashal kol ponim bi yom shepaska batka kadei shittis lepitara. What an unbelievable gold mine here in the Dogel Merivava. When the Mechaber said, Shvishon v'shvi v'ein lehokel, he didn't mean it literally. Didn't mean it literally. All he meant is that it's no good if it's Rishon and Shmini. That's what the first day I said. Right? The first day I said. Rishon and Shmini is, again, first day of the Rishon is good, all by itself. And nothing till Shmini is no good. The Yeshavim says, you need the first day and the seventh day in the Hakel, but all it means is the seventh day. And one other day, any other day. Any other day plus seven is going to work. A foolish Dogel Merivava. And the logic is ironclad. There's no more than a five day gap. You start the Efsek Tara, and you check any other day. This is a gold mine for people who forget the first day. Ma'isim mecholyom. Forgot the first day of Shem Nekiyim. What do? I tell people, wait, you have to wait 7 more days. Sorry, Charlie. But according to Dogel Merivava, you don't have to. Why am I such a big machmer? Why should we see so many? Maybe should we make? The answer is only one day. So the bigger problem is when they forget the eighth, the seventh day. Oh man, that's where the stakes got so much higher. Here, one more day. But if they did day one, and they went, for some reason they only one in seven people, maybe that's what someone taught them erroneously, then they forget seven. Now you really got hacked at service. According to what we just saw, you have to wait a whole another week. Not good for the Shalom Bias, Rabosa. Not good for the Shalom Bias. I'll tell you that much. Not good for the Shalom Bias. Yeah.
Why do we say, by definition,
that
Hefsek Tara is the equivalent of day one?
That's the Kusim. The Kusim say Hefsek Tara is day one. We Paskin, we use a modern expression, it's pre-1A.
No, I understand that. But nevertheless,
it's
become
Hefsek
Tara. We're not talking about a real
Zohar. No, Hefsek Tara it is, but you have to need seven clean days of Sphira, of some type of Sphira.
So any time, why not any time yet?
That's what the Rabbi says.
So anything.
You like the Rabbi?
Okay. The logic of this is more talking about actual Zohar. You where it can happen.
You hold like the Rabbi. I'm not against you. The Rabbi says that way. If I were of Yosef Karo and I was writing the Shulchan Aruch, I'd write your way too. But I didn't write it. I can't rewrite it.
What are you gonna do? I don't understand the logic.
Okay. Rabosai. Look at Pischei Tshuva. Siv Katan Vav. I am a dog of a Ravava. Shekaz of Afilu Yol Balkab Yom Rishon and Balkab Yechad Yom HaMitzoyim Gam Yom Shvi Gam Asmag Modesh Ola Uvash HaKapon Yom Saposka Balkab Yom Shetif Zibetar Ayin Shem V'ayin B'Sifro, the same author Tshuva Snod of Yehuda Tinyon Achel Yerodeh Simen Kuf Chavches Kaz of Shom The Dav Karishon and Shvi Be'ina Aval in Balkab Derech Moshul Parishon of Ishlishi Lo Mahani 1 and 3 will not work. Ben yichol litbo b'shvi. V'machakach lo bokal asiri. Ein v'yodel asiri. She lost everything. So the Pesach Tshuva says, the stira. Here he says, you don't need 1 and 7. There he says, you do need 1 and 7. Here he says, any 2 days will work. There he says, and today's will not work. Astira. Avalim Botka, Achat Chach, but she, Tovelas Erev, the Dalyom Rishon Mehocha, and Bedikas Gimel Vites, Nechshav Rishon Ishvi. Oh! Right? 3 and 9 is the same as 1 and 7, 2 days later. I had a 2 day gap between the Hefsik and day 3. So what? Here's a chinch. Fafilu batka b'shmini, da'haynu shabatka b'rishon shiushu b'shmini, tovelas b'shmini l'erev, u'mitztarif ha'shmini im'arishon, v'yav sheyesh ben shmini l'rishon yosem ha'yomim, ha'shlishi mitzarfa, meridik, 1, 3, 8 works. I tell every woman who got a psak, 1 and 7 is enough. We saw before the Rav Moshe, right? Go to Lador. Don't rely on it, because you may forget. Either you may forget, or day 7 may be an inappropriate day to do a bedikah, because you see red. Do one bedikah, find a clean day in between, and do an extra bedikah. Just do me a favor, an insurance policy. It could be day 3, it could be day 4, 5, okay, well, any day you want, do an extra bedikah. In case you forget, day 7, so you'll have the dog on Meravava, that'll be 1, 2 and 8, 3 and 8, 4 and 8, 5 and 8, 6 and 8, it's going to work. Moreover, case day 7, things look a little bit shady. You want to see red. So you can skip it and go even lechatchila to day 8. According to Rav Moshe. According to the Rav Nevada Shulman, you have to dafka to check yourself to find yourself tummy. Rav Moshe is a big liberal. And then you can just. Okay. Says the Pesach Tshuva. Umizemucha. Dim lo bot garishin. Rak biyachad meyamim amtsoyim. Uvishvi lo mahani. The local Moshe Kosser b'dovah miravav ayin shom. Astira Rabosai in the holy Rabbi Cheskel Landau. In dovah miravav he's more makel. And no, the Behud is more machmir. Yeah. So it appears, what do you say, Rabosai? I always thought it was astira, okay. Changed his mind. Guess what? The Sefer Mishmeres HaTaras says there's no astira whatsoever. Lila steer not a real chas v'shalom. So himself, not a chance. He wasn't sozer or anything. They're two different cases, Rabosa. 1 and 3 won't help. But, as long as the last day, you do a bedika, and it's not more than 5 days from any previous bedika, then it works. So 1, 3, and 8, for example, will work. He never said it wouldn't work in the Dodeb Yehuda. Look what he said. Look carefully. What did he say? What does Dodeb Yehuda say? What happened? The guy did. What did he do? He checked 1 and 3. Taka's no good? She did 1 and 3. Now she comes to the rabbi after day 7. I want to go to the mikvah. No way! There's no sof. So he said, you need a tchil and a sof. Yes! They can be separated, 1, 3, and 8, that's fine. But you have no sof whatsoever. Of course, if that's the case, she saw 1 and 3 is a simple solution. Wait a day and go after day 8. Do 1, 3, and 8 and go then. I have a different shayla. Because she's a little bedikah right now in the mikvah. A call from the mikvah, the lady said she did 1 and 3. Now it's the night of 8. It's ridiculous, no? patience. I'm just going to give you a... Yes, sir.
I think
this is
clear. Why, according to that, why does it not use me to say one, that three is mitzarif, one and eight, just three needs good?
Good question.
And that's the passage of the deal.
Good question. He said one, three, and eight. He didn't say three and eight. According to this, three and eight should also be good. Good point. Good point. Good point. No, as long as there's no more than 5 day gap, as far as it should work. So three and eight should be good enough. That's a good point. I guess that's why the whole world doesn't agree with it. Let me see. Let's take a look. Get the right page. I wrote down the page number. We said there's no steer between one and the other. And we'll take a look. Let's see if he how should we say it? If he asks your question. One second. The right page. Let's take a look and see if we can find it. Hold on. In the back he has his nice maftech. Let's look there. Come on. Sorry, I don't know what page it's on. Let's take a look. Aleph and Zion. Yeah. Okay. One second. Oh, page Kuf Lamed and Gimel. Ein steer man the world, Yehuda the Dagom Erevav. The post can assume when the Dagom Erevav was matter 3 and 7, he's also matter 1 and 3. No? No. Not true. Now, hold on. What did the Dagom Erevav say? What was he matter? Look inside. He says, on the other day, Pashvi works. So you're asking a question, if that's the case, any other day Pashvi plus 8 should also work. And he has 1, 3, and 8. What's wrong with 3 and 8? That's your question. Hold on. Right? 1 and 3 is no good. But whoever says, when 1, 3, and 8 works, so too, 3 and 7 work? So 3 and 8 should also work. So why did he say it? Okay, Adiyuk. Look carefully, I don't know. Read the whole Shuvah and Arbuta. He says no steer. This is a page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Please feel free to look it up. You'll see what he says. It's very nice not to have a steer. I mean, the Gadol HaDor, not have a steer in his two Svarim, not a comfortable position to be in. Rather not. Oh, it's interesting, this idea of who holds what. Hagos Mani quotes a Ramban who says that you need 1 and 7. Once again, we have the same kind of steer as we saw in Ramban before. I mean, it was the same kind of Teretz. Where's Ramban Hilchos Nida? It's a separate sefer. You have to find it for me again, please. Hilchos Nida le Ramban. So in Perek Tes, it's a summary, right? The Perek Tes. The numbers are off a little bit over here. Here he writes as follows. Here. Oh, two yourselves. Watch this. Two yourselves. Tafsaka. Betach levachaluka. Vechain. Says if it ain't. Bedikas yom vishn mimei sphere. Bedikas yom shvi kinyan zeh. Chor nesdokim. It's a very important distinction. The whole world assumes that according to the Ramban, you don't need chor nesdokim for shiva nekiyim, but you need it for hefsik tara. So you have to vechain. The gifts of ain. No, okay. The ain. But if the gifts is vechain, then there's no distinction between one and the other. Fine. For dialogue of Bedikas Yomishan Ushvi, when I'm Mufchar, every day. But less than 1 in 7, forget about it. That's what appear over here in Perek Tes. Rabbi said, Perek Tes, I told you, is a Kitzer. The Perek Tes in Ramban is like Kitzer Piske Arosh. Take a look back at the beginning. Perek Beis, that's what he tells you the real halachas. In Perek Beis, he seems to say differently. Shiva Yom Nekiyim is filled with Tzufin. Okay. Where are we? Yachlo called Shiva La Bakr Yom Shmini Bakr? No, that's no good. Kol Shiva Siyamin? See you deal Pamakas Bakal Yo? Bakr Rishon or Shani or Shlishi? Shula Bakr Bodekas Mashas Tfilosa Vidaya? I feel the Bakr Yom Shmi Bulvad Becheskas Torah of Shay Bakr of Sigal Kol Machay. He's making like Rav. Steer Ramban. Here's like Rav is a Bechanina. The simplest answer is, once again, Mikra Adin is Mekel, but in Perek Tes, that's a Kitzer, like the Rosh, that's for all the ladies have to know that. If they don't have to know it, he's not going to give any coolness. On that basis, Rabbi Osai, the poskim say that the Shas Atzchak Godel, maybe a person can be Mekel. Of course, the question becomes, how can you Mekel be the Yevet when the whole Machlok is the Yevet? Rabbi says the klal shas atchak b'diyeved. So the poskim say, when is a machlokas in a shas atchak? Excuse me. When is a machlokas stam? We pass from shas atchak as b'diyeved. When the whole machlokas is in a b'diyeved, how can we make it a b'diyeved? That's exactly what they're fighting about. So there's a problem over here. Everyone agrees you need 1 through 7. Come on, the Malamora says no b'dikas, whatever. 1 and 7 is enough. Even the chatchila, Malamora. But everyone else seems to disagree. So the whole machlokas is what he's doing in the b'di'evim. How can you say it's a machlokas in the b'di'evim? So shas atchak pasuk in the b'di'evim. No, the whole machlokas is a b'di'evim. That's the kasha. It's an answer. Not all b'di'evims are created equal. We just had on Sunday the day called 9/11. All the serious aguna shailas. Very serious aguna shailas. So, Rabbi Osai, serious aguna shailas. Serious aguna shailas. Many poskim say, well, it's a shas atchak godel. Every aguna is shas atchak godel. Not all agunas are created equal. You cannot compare, this is found in Siman Yezayin, in Ebenezer. You cannot compare a 60-year-old aguna with a 30-year-old aguna. Not that we want anyone to be celibate even for any period of time, but a 60-year-old, if she has to remain alone at Mev Yesrim, it's one thing. But a 30-year-old is another thing. Different hormones, different lifestyles, everything's different. They want to say that even in the Hilchos Aguna, we have distinctions between, well, the same is true of a couple. There's a 25-year-old and there's a 45-year-old. Not the same. So they can maybe use Shas Atchak situations even when it comes to matters such as these. Perhaps. Oh. I want to say two more things very quickly. We have 2 more minutes. One is, the other svara of Mil Tzedaka, that Arga Shevelav Adata, so the Biurim, Rafael Bakon says, can't be true the halacha. Why can't they be true the halacha? Because, as it's quoted in the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Siman Kuf Tzad Yivav, Abosai. Siv Dalet, Lo Shna, three months ago, Lo, quotes in Mil Tzedaka. The second reason can't be. Why? But we pask in the Shulchan Aruch that if a woman is what we call a chareshes or a shota, So it works. Sifches. Pitchos help. Shmar lo chashina shirasa v'gisha v'riyasa. The teretz is the first svarim el stoka may be right. She didn't count it. The lekavana. Uveshota moelas kavanas chavert al tzvirasa. Kederek shemoelas kavanas chavert al tzvilasa. Before shigman aflamin alaf and beis. If you hold that tzvilas v'chol kavan. He knocks out the second reason, which is very, very important. Others disagree completely with the Milt Stocker, as he quotes over here in Tzivkotin, Samach Tes. The Chazanish doesn't like it. And he doesn't think that Svar is good, that Chavar's Kavana will work. So the bottom line is that the Sidre Tara said it depends on the Machlokas Rabbi Chanina. Why? If you need Svarim, Milt Stocker's right. If you don't need Svarim, Milt Stocker's wrong. Says the Sidre Tara, it's of Kodin Yud Ches, that's Machlokas Rabbi Chanina. According to Rav, that any day works, you don't need Svarim. According to Rabbi Chanina, if Rishon and Shvi, you need Svarim. Since the Mechaber says, Ein Lahakel, so we're in trouble. Chazanish says, you're absolutely wrong. And I'll end with this. Chazanish says, you are incorrect. What Rabbi Lezer says, you don't need Svarim. It's Mefurash Gemara. Aye, Rabbi Chanina, the fear Rabbi Lezer says, you need Rishon and Shvi. That's for a different reason. I read it to you. It's as follows. Chuliyama, Echad v'shvi, Chareshes, which is Hisich HaData Militar, and Es Chadas Gorm Shet Tipotach Mayona Yosef, Ilo Hisich HaData, Ari Pasek Rabbi Lezer, it's considered Tzvurim. Mil Tztoka says, no, Sidre Tara says, we've discussed in the Sofo, no! Rabbi Lezer ain't Tzorch Tzvur Yom B'Yomo, I feel the man damit chos of a sofa bina. So what's pshat? And the omed be omer shvi v'choshev es minyano the omed alav she'avru olea zayin yamim tohorim ela she'ena omed al habiru zayin tohorim ela bebeduka tchila v'sof. Chazanish says the reason in 1 and 7 is not because you have to have kavana. You have to have, no, don't have to have it. Lishitoso, the next Sifkot Yud Beis is very critical. Bedikas Laila works. Sifrei Tara speak Laila doesn't work. It's for the fans, for the B.O. He says, very nice, Sifrei Tara. You're right if you're right, but you're wrong. According to Abulaz, you don't need Sifrei Lefanenum. Even according to Rabbi Chanina, requires Sifrei Lefanenum. It says, Yud Alef Yud Beis is a critical double machlokas between the Sifrei Tara and the Chazanish. Halacha Levayis on both the Kudas, Rabbi Osai. On the Nakuda of Hesach Adas, and on the Kuda of Bedikas Laila, who do we pass like? We like Chazanish, but the Dad everyone agrees with the Chazanish. So this is going to be very critical. Tomorrow is going to be an optional shear, whatever Lisa tells me it's going to be.